And tonight we've got an update on the story of a severely disabled boy and his family who say they've been waiting 7 years for a fully accessible state house, and the wait, they say, is compromising their son's health and quality of life. The 19-year-old, who we call Harmy to protect his privacy, has spastic quadriplegia, global development delay, is fed through a tube and is totally reliant on others for his care. His carers and advocates say the Mangere State House the family currently lives in is freezing, not fully wheelchair friendly, and is too small for vital equipment that they believe that the long wait for a suitable house is a breach of Harmy's basic human rights. Here's a reminder of his story. Dad's gentle tickling is Harmy's wake-up call. He's rewarded with a giggle and a wide smile. Shower time, though, will not be met with the same enthusiasm, because this house is not Harmy's friend.
What do you think of this house? Is it right for your son?
This house is not right. Hard. But we need a good house enough for my son.
So your boy now, can he walk?
No, he can't walk.
Can he see?
Can't see.
This is a proud, private family, but they've invited us all behind closed doors to see their daily battle with this house. It's shower time. Harmy is stripped in his bed and then lifted by two people onto a bed bath. It's a cross between an elevated mesh sun lounger and a hospital gurney. He's covered with a towel as his carers manoeuvre him out of the bedroom and down the narrow hall to a very small bathroom. And it takes some manoeuvring. They juggle the bed, gently tuck his feet in and protect a jutting elbow. And then use an open door opposite the bathroom to get their angles right to get him into the shower. Sound tricky? It is.
This is absolutely appalling. It is completely unacceptable. It is not okay. It hasn't been okay since day one, and 7 years later, it is still not okay. When do we as a society accept our responsibilities to actually provide for those people who have the highest levels of need?
You may remember that yesterday MSD declined to come on the program and Housing New Zealand didn't respond to our interview request, but we think this is an important story. So we asked several government ministers with portfolios or interests relevant to this family's situation to come on the program today and talk about it. Housing Minister Megan Woods declined our invitation. Opeto William Seal, the Minister for Pacific Peoples and also the family's electorate MP, was unavailable. We requested an interview with Carmel Sepoloni, who's the Minister for Disability Issues and Social Development, radio silence from her office, and Chris Farfoy, the Associate Minister for Social Housing. He declined our interview request too, but his office told us he is aware of the issues and is keeping a watch on it. And they directed us back to Housing New Zealand, who again refused an interview. But they did send a statement just before we came to air, saying this is a complex, multi-agency issue. They say they understand and accept the family needs help. And they say Housing New Zealand is searching, quote, hard and fast to find a suitable house.